हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। We have just covered the fifth Anuvaka in the Brahmanandavalli, the second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. I remind you, Krishna Yajurvediye Taittiriyopanishadi Dityodhyaye Brahmanandavalyam Shashtaha Anuvakaha, sixth section. We have to begin today. The sixth Anuvaka begins with a Rig Mantra, Rig Mantra. In the fifth Anuvaka, we have seen the fourth, the third, fourth, fifth, second onwards, actually from the first itself, that was the end of the first Anuvaka. The Brahma Upanishad Jagat Karanam. Then second, third, fourth, fifth, and all these Anuvakas, we have seen Upanishad presenting the Panchakosha Vivekaha, the analysis of five, analysis of the individual at five levels of experience. Some people also call this five layers of personality which constitute an individual. Three bodies which form the anatma aspect of the individual alone are analyzed as five levels of experience or five koshas. Initially, every what is available at each level of experience as a layer of personality is mistaken to be the Atma. Then, after analysis, it's understood that each, what is experienced at each level, being an object of experience, based on its nature also, what experienced at each level of experience is understood to be Anatma Koshaha. Koshaha means cover, you know very well. It is not real kosha, real cover. It's like a cover for what is experienced at the next level. That's how we understand Annamayaha becomes the kosha, as though a kosha, like a cover, a container of the pranamaya. And pranamaya is like the kosha for the manomaya. Manomaya is like the kosha for vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya is like the kosha for Anandamaya. So after each level of after analysis of each level of what is available for experience as layer of personality of an individual, we had a Rig Mantra discussing the preceding kosha. The Rig Mantra presented the analysis, explanation of the what is discussed in the previous the kosha. But here, the Rigmantraha begins out of fifth, after this Anandamayaha Atma. Of analysis, we understand here we have Anandamaya Kosha as well as Anandaha Atma. Atma also is here in this, what is explained at the fifth level. But that's why the first three aspects are taken to be the Anatma Koshaha. What is presented as the different degrees of joy. The happiness in gradations as Priyam, Modaha and Pramodaha. Presented as the head, right wing, the left wing of the Anandamaya. Taken to be Anatma. Then the trunk aspect of the Anandamaya is not Anandamaya, but Ananda Atma itself. It is the very Swarupam of the reality, obtaining as one's own essential nature, implied by the term Atma. This Atma is ever of the chara, fullness of happiness, which is the source of the manifestations of different degrees of the gradations of pleasure, sukham. And here that Atma is non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, the Brahman is presented as the Adhishtanam, the Puchyam, the tail of the Anandamaya Koshaha. So Brahman is the support. What is Brahman? We understood very clearly. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma, that absolute reality, the pure existence, consciousness, ever of the nature of limitlessness, implied by the term Brahman alone, is the innermost essence of every individual, the Atma, the only source of happiness, the only source of manifestation of any experienced pleasure, experienced joy. We understood all that. And here, the following, the sixth Anuvaka presents, the begins with the Rigmantraha. The Rigmantraha actually does not discuss the Anandamaya Kosha, but it discusses the very Brahman, the Puchyam, the Adhishtanam Brahma, the absolute reality, the substratum of this, the which is not, which alone is there as Atma, the only source of manifestation of happiness. Swarupa Sukham. Brahman, which is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness, happiness, the only truth of everything, he is here, Brahma. And we already understood the Rigmantra, actually, in the sixth Anuvaka, analyzes this Brahman only. And this Brahman, being what is implied by the term Brahman, alone is there as Atma, as is very essential nature of every individual, implied by the term Atma. And this Brahman, or Brahmatma, being the subtlest, abstract, formless reality, is being the very truth of everything, is not an object, not available for objectification, therefore cannot be arrived at through any pramanam. No means of knowledge can reveal the reality. Therefore, the existence of Brahman itself becomes doubted. Existence is doubted. That is why the Rig Mantraha talks about the existence of Brahman. So we have seen the Bhashyam part, all you have seen, this much we remember. Entering into the class today, let us see the mantra. Asan eva sa bhavati. असन्नेव स भवति असद्ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् असद्ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् असद्ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् असद्ब्रह्मेति वेद चेत् अस्ति ब्रह्मेति चेद् वेद अस्ति ब्रह्मेति चेद् वेद अस्ति ब्रह्मेति चेद् वेद अस्ति ब्रह्मेति चेद् वेद सन्तमेनन्ततो विदुरिति सन्तमेनन्ततो विदुरिति सन्तमेनन्ततो विदुरिति तमेनन्ततो विदुरिति तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा तस्यैष एव शारीर आत्मा यः पूर्वस्य यः पूर्वस्य So we already understood this portion. Here, the Rig Mantra discusses the absolute reality Brahma, stating, if a person, just reminding of what we have seen in our last class, if a person thinks or misunderstands Brahman is non-existent, that person is himself, that person denies his own existence. He becomes a non-existent person. Asan bhavati, yaha brahma asad iti veda, saha asan bhavati. Asti brahma iti veda chet. The person knows, understands there is absolute reality, Brahma, then that person alone is really a person who is existent. And the wise people sees that person to be an existent person. Santam viduhu. Santam viduhu. Yaha brahma asti iti veda. Asti veda chet. The person who understands, who knows that Brahman is there, Brahman is existent, that person alone is San Purushaha. That person is existent person. Wise people consider that person to be an existent person. Again, that I told you, already explained last class, the San Purushaha. Santam is objective case of San. Santam Viduhu. Wise people consider him to be existent. One meaning is he alone is existent. Another meaning is what? He is a saintly person also. Sat Purushaha means saintly person, a pious person, a righteous person is also Sat Purushaha. Sat Purushaha. Existent person and also a pious person, righteous person, a person of Dharma. Why? Because we already understood this Bhashyam part. The person who at least understands the existence of Brahman can know that Brahman is the only source of happiness. And discovering that Brahman as one's own Swarupam is, in fact, discovering freedom. A person whose understanding Brahman exists, he alone can be a person of Purushartha Nischayaha. He can have knowing Brahman as the Purushartha. Thereby, he can become committed to the pursuit of that Jnanam, knowledge of Brahman. And in order to be in order to discover the Brahman, and he can have Shraddha in the Shastram as the Pramanam, as a means of knowledge of the truth. And having Shraddha in the Shastram, he can study the Shastram, he can understand the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, and he can know the value of the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. He will know the importance of mental preparation required for Jnanam. Therefore, choicelessly, he will have to live a life of Dharma. The person who has Shraddha and the Shastram alone can know the value of values. Thereby, he can live a life of values. When a person lives a life of Dharma, it is then he can be peaceful and he can live his life also without disturbing the universal order. That is the only way he can gradually, he can become a mature minded. The emotional maturity of an individual is absolutely dependent on living a life of Dharma. Without living a life of Dharma, it's impossible to become mentally subtle and dispassionate, and also to have the discriminative understanding also. That adequate intellectual sharpness, emotional stability is possible only if a person lives a life of Dharma. To know the value of Dharma, to be able to live a life of Dharma, one must have Purushartha, one must have the commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, for which again one must Shraddha in the Shastram also. So a person who does not accept the existence of Brahman cannot have Purushartha Nischeha, cannot know the value of Jnanam, cannot become committed to the pursuit of Jnanam. And for him, Artha Kamas will become the ultimate goals. If Artha Kamas will become the ultimate goals, there's no Brahma, there's no Jnanam, there's no Dharma. Then such a person's life will be like an animal's life. And such a person really will ruin himself, really speaking, in the long run. That is why such a person is as good as non-existent himself. And he will be a non-righteous person also. That's why, in two ways, person who does not believe in the existence of Brahman, he denies his own existence. He himself is as good as non-existent. And he also becomes a person whose Purushartha will be Artha Kamas, who will not know the value of Dharma, therefore he will be a non-righteous person also. Therefore he will be kept far away from moksha and jnanam and dharma. All that we have understood already, correct? Okay. Now we have to go to this Bhashyam part. And for that, Anandamaya Kosha, here, Sharira Atma, the Atma here, it is Brahman, it is the absolute reality Brahman, the all-pervasive reality Brahman, alone is there as the innermost essence, which is the only Adhishtanam for not only Anandamaya Kosha, for all the koshas, not only for all the koshas of one person, the koshas of all the individuals of the entire Jagat also. Brahman is the only truth of every individual, of all the koshas, only Adhishtanam, the only support, which is there as the existence of everything. So having said that, so we are going to see Asanneva, Asau, Asanneva means what now? Asanneva, Asat Samahayeva. Asanneva means what? Asat Samahayeva. That person is as good as non-existent. Asat Samaha means as good as non-existent. Yatha, Asan, just as Apurushartha Sambandhi Evam Sahabhavati. I'm repeating because important portion. that person who does not know the existence of Brahman is as good as non-existent. Apurushartha sambandhi bhavati. Evam, in this manner, denying the existence of Brahman, that person becomes the one for whom purushartha's, one who does not have purushartha. Apurushartha sambandhi bhavati. Apurushartha sambandhi means what? He has no connection with moksha purushartha. And his connection will be with what? His association will be artha kamas as the purusharthas. The relative ends will become the absolute end for this person. Absolute end will not be there for the person. Apurushartha sambandhi. Purusharthena sambandha yasya nasti. Saha apurushartha sambandhi. Purusharta sambandha yasya asti. Okay, moksha is the ultimate goal, because discovering the Brahman, discovering the truth is what? Discovering freedom, which is purusharta sambandha. If the person has moksha purusharta, then he is a purusharta sambandha. If moksha is not the purusharta, Brahman is not purusharta, artha kamas will be purusharthas. Such a person is said to be the one who does not have purushartha. So apurushartha sambandhi bhavati. Apurushartha sambandhi. Kaha asav. Who is this? Yaha asad avidyamanam brahma iti veda vijanati chet yadi. Yadi, if a person thinks that Brahman is non-existent, for him avidyamanam brahma. Absolute reality Brahma, which is not the subtle, abstract, formless, not an object, not available to any pramana, therefore it is non-existent. If a person thinks that way, then he becomes apurushartha sambandhi. Yaha avidyamanam Brahma Veda, asan Brahma Veda, asad Brahma Veda, saha apurushartha sambandhi bhavati. Tad viparyayena yat sarva vikalpaspadam sarva pravritti bijam sarva visesha pratyastamitam api asti tad brahma iti chedveda. On the contrary, the person who understands there is Brahma, on the contrary, if a person thinks or understands there is absolute reality. And how will Brahman observe reality? Even though I do not understand that Brahman, I do not know that Brahman, even though Brahman is not available for experience, enjoy, transaction, still, sarva vikalpa aspadam, that Brahman, which is the only source of existence of all changes, sarvesham vikalpanam aspadam, that which lends existence. Aspadam means that which lends existence to all the changes. But that which is free from changes, the changeless reality, which is the source of existence of all the changes, all the divisions and differences, and this the cause of all, the source of all activities, sarva pravritti bijam. Sarva pravritti bijam. It is the, so pravritti literally means the function, the action, activity. Sarva pravritti bijam means what? The only source of the, only source of these changes happening in terms of creation, sustenance and resolution, etc. Sarva pravritti bijam, sarva visesha pratyastamitam. The only source of resolution of all attributes. Sarva visesha, all attributes, all differences and divisions. Pratyastamitam, api, that Brahman asti. So, sarva vikalpaspadam, sarva pravritti bijam, സർവ വിശേഷ പ്രത്യസ്തമിതം, ത്രീ വേർഡ്സ് ഡിസ്ക്രൈബ് ബ്രഹ്മ. ഓക്കേ, ദിസ് അബ്സല്യൂട്ട് റിയാലിറ്റി ഈസ് സർവവിശേഷ പ്രത്യസ്തമിതം, സർവപ്രവൃത്തി ബീജം, സർവവികൽപാസ്പദം കീദൃശം ബ്രഹ്മ അസ്തി. സർവവികൽപാസ്പദം ബ്രഹ്മ അസ്തി, സർവപ്രവൃത്തി ബീജം ബ്രഹ്മ അസ്തി, സർവവിശേഷ പ്രത്യസ്തമിതം ബ്രഹ്മ അസ്തി. വെൻ ഓൾ ഡിവിഷൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഡിഫറൻസസ് റിസോൾവ്, വേർ ഡു ദ റിസോൾവ്? വേർ ഡു ദ ബിക്കം അൺമാനിഫെസ്റ്റ്, അൺഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റഡ്? ഓൺലി ഇൻ ബ്രഹ്മ. സർവ വിശേഷ പ്രത്യസ്തമിത്തം, ദ വേൾഡ് ഓഫ് ഡ്യുവാലിറ്റി, ഡിഫറൻസസ്, ഡിവിഷൻസ് ആൻഡ് ഡൈവേഴ്സിറ്റീസ്, പ്ലൂറാലിറ്റി, മൾട്ടിപ്ലിസിറ്റി, ദസ് എ ടൈം ദ എൻറ്റയർ വേൾഡ് ഓഫ് ദി കൗണ്ട്ലെസ് നംബർ ഓഫ് ഫോംസ്, നെയിംസ് ആൻഡ് ഫങ്ഷൻസ് റിമെയിൻ റിസോൾവ്ഡ് ആസ് വൺ അൺഡിഫറൻഷിയേറ്റഡ് അൺമാനിഫെസ്റ്റ്. Where does the universe remain? The world of diversity, diverse things, remains resolved where? Unmanifested where? In Brahman only. That's why sarva visesha pratyastamitam, such Brahman, Brahman which is of this description, definitely exists. If a person thinks asti iti veda, then കുതഹ പുനഃ ആശങ്ക തന്നാസ്തിത്വേ. പേഴ്സൺ തിങ്ക്സ് ദെൻ ദറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ അലോൺ ഈസ് എ പയസ് പേഴ്സൺ, റൈറ്റിയസ് പേഴ്സൺ, ഹി ഈസ് എക്സിസ്റ്റൻറ് പേഴ്സൺ. വോൺ ഹു അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ് എക്സിസ്റ്റൻസ് ഓഫ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. ദ ലാസ്റ്റ് പാരഗ്രാഫ് വി കൻ സീ, വി ഹാവ് സീൻ. ഐ ഗോ നെക്സ്റ്റ് ഐ ലീവ് സം ലൈൻസ് നെക്സ്റ്റ്. വി ഹാവ് വേർ ലെഫ്റ്റ് ഐ ഗോയിങ്. തസ്മാ അസ്ഥി ബ്രഹ്മേതി ചേദ്വേദ. Then, such a person is santam vidyamanam brahmaswarupena paramarthasat atmapannam yenam evam vidam viduhu brahmavidaha. So the people who know Brahman consider this person who and accepts the existence of Brahman to be an existent person, to be a person of dharma, and who for whom paramarth absolute reality is there as very swarupam of very swarupam. Tatah asmat tasmat astitva vedanat sah anyesham brahmavit brahmavat brahma vigneyah bhavati. Therefore that person who understands, who knows the existence of Brahman, himself becomes Vigneya, himself becomes Brahman, himself becomes the one to be understood like Brahman. Anyesham Brahmavat Vigneyah Bhavati. This also we have seen. The last paragraph we have come to the point where we left last class. Athava, correct? That's where we left. Yaha Nasti Brahma Iti Manyate. This important portion also we have covered. സഹ സർവസ്യ ഏവ സന്മാർഗസ്യ വർണാശ്രമാദി വ്യവസ്ഥാലക്ഷണസ്യ അശ്രദ്ധാനതയാ നാസ്തിത്വം പ്രതിപദ്യത്തെ. എക്സാക്ട്ലി വി ലെഫ്റ്റ്, ഐ ലെഫ്റ്റ് ഹിയർ. യഹ ബ്രഹ്മ നാസ്തി ഇതി മന്യതെ, ദ പേഴ്സൺ ഹൂ കൺസിഡേഴ്സ്, ഹൂ തിങ്സ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഈസ് നോട്ട് ദേർ, ദറ്റ് പേഴ്സൺ, വാട്ട് ഹാപ്പൻസ്? നാസ്തിത്വം പ്രതിപദ്യത്തെ, he attains the status of being non-existent. Why? Because ashraddhadanataya, as the one not having any shraddha, the person who denies the existence of Brahman becomes a ashraddhadanaha. He himself will be a person who does not have shraddha, faith in the shastram, faith in the way of life enjoined by the shastram. സർവസ്യേവ സന്മാർഗസ്യ അശ്രദ്ധദാനതയ, ആസ് ദ വൺ നോട്ട് ഹാവിംഗ് എ ശ്രദ്ധ ഇൻ ദി വേ ഓഫ് ലൈഫ് എൻജോയ്ഡ് ബൈ ദി ശാസ്ത്രം, ദി സന്മാർഗ. ഐ ഓൾവേസ് ടെൽ ദിസ് പുജ്യസ്വാമിജി ബ്യൂട്ടിഫുൾ എക്സ്പ്രഷൻ, ദ വേ ഓഫ് ലൈഫ് enjoined by the Shastram is Sanmargaha, the right path of life, the right way of living. Why it's called Sanmargaha? It is the appropriate way of life, right way of living. The way of life is a non-improvably well-designed way of life, which, following which, one can be peaceful, one can live one's life without disturbing the order, therefore one can contribute for the harmony of the world also. One can contribute for the peace of the world also. There's no way of contributing peace, contributing for the peace of the world without living a life, the non-disturbing life, which without living a life which does not disturb the universal order. Therefore, it's called Sanmargaha. Sanmargaha. So, sarvasya api, sanmargasya, varnashramadi vastha lakshanasya. The sanmargaha, the righteous way of life. Now, the way of life enjoined by the Shastram is called sanmargaha. Placing oneself in the way of life, the path, the track set by the Shastram, and following the all the dharmas prescribed, the various duties prescribed by the Shastram for people of different classes and people of different ashramas. Varna ashramadi vivastha lakshanasya. This way of life is characterized by the arrangement in terms of having the various duties for people of different classes and people of different ashramas, different stages in life. So this classification of people into different classes and different ashramas is not for considering people to be inferior or superior. It is for the upliftment of the people. So, different duties are prescribed. If a person is predominantly tamasic and he's sattvaguna, rajoguna are on next levels, then duties ordained for him are different because his inclination, aptitude, is it? It can be different. In keeping with the predominance of guna, in keeping with his choice of inclination for activities, the duties prescribed for him. In keeping with the predominance of guna means, again, if a person is predominantly rajasic, accordingly, there will be inclinations. In keeping with his predominance of guna and inclination, the duties prescribed for him as a kshatriya. So also Vaishya, Shudra, all these Brahmanaha, Kshatriyaha, Vaishyaha, Shudraha, these four classes of people, actually, these four classes have been prescribed, the division has been made, the classification of people itself is not for considering anybody to be inferior or superior. It's all for them to do their duties for their own upliftment, for their own improvement. So everybody is expected to ultimately become predominantly sattvic at some time or the other in life. If a person has to become predominantly sattvic, that then to discover oneself being free from the gunas. Very important for one to go through the duties prescribed by the Shastra. It is not for considering someone to be inferior or considering other person to be superior. Similarly, ashrama dharmas also. A brahmachari ashrama, and then grihastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, sannyasa ashrama. All these four different ashramas. And people of different stages in life have their own respective duties. By doing their duties as prescribed, they can become mentally pure and steady. This is how they helped to become mature. All the varna dharmas, ashrama dharmas, duties of, for people of different classes and different stages are all for the prescriptions for their own betterment, their own well-being. I told you last class itself, any medication prescribed by a doctor is in keeping with the disease of the person. Whatever is good for the person's well-being, the doctor has to prescribe. The difference in medication is not because of the doctor's consideration of people to be from one patient superior, one patient is inferior. No. All patients are equally important for him. His only aim is to help people, help a sick person become healthy. The same way, Shastram's only aim is to help everybody become predominantly sattvic, thereby everybody becomes qualified for the attainment of jnana. Therefore, Shastram prescribes this beautiful sanmargaha, the way of life. And if a person who denies the existence of Brahman, has nothing to do with Brahman, he cannot make efforts to know Brahman. Why should he try to know something which doesn't exist for him? If a person, then Purushartha Nischaya itself will not be there. That's why we already understood Apurushartha Sambandhi Bhavati. Therefore, the person not being able to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram also, he will deprive himself of all the duties, ashrama dharmas, varna dharmas, etc. Thereby, there's no way of preparing his mind. He'll be like a vagabond. Swamiji's language will be vagabond. No? That's why one has to belong somewhere. You must belong somewhere. Either you must be a brahmachari, or you must be a grihastha, or you must be vanaprastha, or you must be sannyasi. You must belong somewhere. So that you have things to do, hold on to. You have prescribed duties. You don't belong anywhere means what? If you do not follow the Vedic way of life, you do not belong anywhere. You do not have any duties. Then your life will be like an animal's life. There's no way of uplifting oneself. There's no way of making oneself mature. That is why Brahma Pratipatyarthatvat Tasya. Because Sanmargaha is the way of life ordained by the Shastram is specifically for the understanding of Brahman. To prepare one's mind for the understanding of Brahman. Ataha nastikaha saha asan asadhu uchyate. Is it clear now? Nastikaha means what? The person who does not accept the existence of Brahman will be a person who does not have Shraddha in the Shastram. As a person not having Shraddha in the Shastram, not being able to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram, that person asan. Asan means what? Asadhu. Asadhu uchyate. I think this word has stopped. Correct? But I have to start now. Asadhu uchyate. Asadhu means non-pious person, non-righteous person. Sadhu means a pious, righteous person. Asadhu means non-pious, non-righteous person, means the person who cannot follow dharma because he does not know the value of dharma. He cannot know the value of dharma because he has no purushartha nischaya. He does not know the connection, importance of preparing one's mind for jnanam. Asadhu uchyate nastikaha, saha nastikaha. That person who says Brahman does not exist, therefore who does not have Shraddha in the Shastram, for whom Shastram is not the Pramanam, such a person asan uchyate. Asadhu uchyate. Loke tadviparitaha sun. So, on the contrary to that view, anyaha sun as sun yaha asti brahma chedveda. The person who says Brahman exists, सः तद् ब्रह्म प्रतिपत्ति हेतुं सन्मार्गं वर्णाश्रमादिव्यवस्थालक्षणं श्रद्धदानतया यथावत् प्रतिपद्यते. इफ् अ पर्सन् अक्सेप्ट्स् एक्सिस्टेन्स् आफ् ब्रह्मन् देन् नेचुरली he understands shastram as the means of arriving at brahman, and he knows that sanmargam, the way of life enjoined by the shastram, to be the means of attainment of brahman. Tat brahma pratipatti hetuhum sanmargam. So the sanmargaha, the way of life enjoined by the shastram, governed by dharma, is called sanmargaha. What is sanmargaha? The righteous path. The way of life enjoined by the shastram, governed by dharma. Ahimsa paramo dharmaha. Having ahimsa as the exalted value, and the whole way of life is governed by knowledge of right and wrong, the values, dharma, sanmargaha, and which is characterized by the duties of for people of different classes and different ashramas. That person, sanmargam, shraddhadanataya, as the person having tremendous shraddha in the shastram, yathavat pratipadyate. Yathavat pratipadyate. He follows the shastram because for him shastram is the only means of the pramanam, the means of attainment of knowledge of Brahman. Pratipatti hetuhu. Jnana pratipatti hetuhu. Tad brahma pratipatti hetuhu means what? The means of attainment of the knowledge of Brahman. Yathavat patipadyate. He follows the shastram with shraddha. Yes, mat. Therefore, tataha. Tasmat. Santam. Sadhu margastham enam viduhu sadhavaha. So sadhavaha means other, according to shastram, the most righteous person, the most pious person is a sadhu. Sadhu is a person who lives a life of dharma, knowing the value of dharma is a sadhu. A jignyasa bhaktaha is a sadhu. And a jnani is also sadhu. A jnani bhaktaha is also sadhu. The one who has discovered Brahman is also sadhu. Sadhu, sadhavaha, plural word. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhavaha. So the pious people, the most pious people, who have the vision of Brahman, who know the truth, such people, consider this person who accepts Brahman, existence of Brahman, thereby who follows the way of life enjoined by the shastram, to be the person of righteous path, the person of the follower of the way of life enjoined by the shastram. Sadhu margastaha, sadhu margastham yenam viduhu. This person is the right person, righteous person, who has placed himself on the right track of following the way of life enjoined by the shastram. Sanmargastaha. Yasya brahma asti saha sanmargastaha. So sanmargastham yenam viduhu sadhavaha. Other jnanis, other pious people, consider him to be a person of the righteous path, the person of the way of life enjoined by the shastram. तस्मात् अस्ति इत्येव ब्रह्म प्रतिपत्तव्यम् इति वाक्यार्थः. सो व्हाट इज द फाइनल मीनिंग? देयरफॉर ब्रह्म अस्ति इत्येव प्रतिपत्तव्यम्. Therefore, it must be understood, it should be understood that Brahman does exist. There's no question of having any doubt about the existence of Brahman. Brahman exists, and that Brahman has to be discovered as one's own self. And in discovering that Brahman, there is moksha. And to discover that, to be eligible to discover that Brahman, I have no choice. I have to follow the way of life enjoined by the Shastram. Shastram is the Pramanam. Okay? This much understanding is possible only if a person has understanding of the existence of Brahman. Therefore, asti Brahma, Brahma asti, ityeva pratipattavyam. Okay. Now, Rigmantra Vishaya Bhashyam Samaptam. Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary on Rigmantra is over, completed now here. Tasya Purvasya Vijnanamayasya Yeshahayeva Sharire Vijnanamaye Bhavaha Shariraha. So the preceding, before the Anandamaya Kosha, we have what now? Vijnanamayaha. And it is this Atma, it is this Brahman, all pervasive reality, the ultimate truth, the only absolute reality of the entirety of the cosmos, implied by the term Brahman alone, is here as the innermost essence of every individual, as the Atma. And this Atma is what now? Atma is the innermost essence of the available for recognition, where Vijnanamaye Bhavaha Shariraha Atma. It is the real Atma obtaining in the Vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaye Bhavaha. So, Vijnanamaya is Koshaha. Kaha asau yaha yeshaha Anandamayaha. So, this Anandamaya Kosha was that Priyam, Modaha and Pramodaha, the three aspects which are looked upon as the Kosha, the three alone which form the Kosha, that Kosha is interior to the Vijnanamayaha. Kaha asau means who is this? What is this? Who is this or what is this? The Atma interior to other than the Vijnanamayaha. Kaha asau. Who is this? What is this? Vijna Anandamayaha. Interior to the other than the Vijnanamayaha. Yaha Yeshaha Anandamayaha. It is the Anandamaya. Tam prati nasti ashanka nastitve. Okay. So here a small doubt comes. This whether the Rigmantra, which we have just completed, the Rigmantra discusses the Atma Brahma or discusses the Anandamaya Kosha. Why the here? Please make a note. The Anandamaya Kosha, the final fifth, the what is I've arrived at, what is explained at the fifth level, is it? Anandamaya Kosha, only Kosha, where the Kosha aspect also is there, Atma aspect also is there. Every other thing is only a Kosha, isn't it? Annamaya is only Anatma. Annamaya is Atma, Anatma. Pranamaya is Anatma. Vijnanamaya is Anatma. Manomaya is Anatma. Whereas Anandamaya alone consists of both aspects, Anatma aspects and also Atma aspect here. Atma, anatma, both aspects constitute the anandamayaha. Therefore, here, whether the Rig Mantra, after every kosha, analysis of every kosha, the Rig Mantra only presented the analysis of the particular kosha. But here, does the Rig Mantra discuss the anandamaya kosha or the atma aspect? What is the subject matter? What is the content discussed in the Rig Mantra? Atma Brahma or the kosha, anandamaya kosha aspect? We now understand the Rig Mantra does not discuss the anandamaya, anatma aspect, only Brahma. Why? Because the doubt about the existence is only of the Brahman. Brahman, whether Brahman exists or not, that doubt is, doubt about the existence is only of the Brahman, not about the anandamaya kosha. Why? Because the Priyam is object of experience. Modaha is object of experience. So even the different degrees of happiness, there are objects of experience. Anything which is experienced does not give any room for doubt. It's available for experience, therefore it exists. But Brahman alone, the absolute reality is not available for experience because not an object of experience. Therefore, the doubt about the existence is only of the Brahman, not of the kosha. Therefore, here, that is made very clear. Tam prati nasti ashanka nastitve. Tam prati ashanka nasti. There is no doubt about the existence of anandamaya kosha. That is on the kosha aspect. Whether the priyam exists or not, modaha exists or not, pramodaha exists or not, there is no doubt. Because object of experience, isn't it? Priyam is object of experience. Modaha is object of experience. There's no doubt about the existence of Priyam, Modaha and Pramodaha. Ashanka nasti. Nastitve. Apodha sarva viseshatvat tu brahmanaha nastitvam prati ashanka yukta. Made very clear. Doubt is possible. Ashanka yukta. Ashanka means it's appropriate to have the doubt about the existence of Brahman. Nastitvam prati. Nastitvam prati means what? Whether the Brahman exists or not, such a doubt is appropriate. Why? Because apodha viseshatvat. Apodha viseshatvat means what? Appa udha apodha. Apodha viseshaha means na udaha viseshaha yasya. Is it? Apodaha viseshaha means Brahman is attributeless. Brahman is the one which is free from all attributes. This absolute reality, ultimate reality, truth being the abstract, all-pervasive reality, is free from all attributes. Nirgunam, apoda viseshaha means nirgunam brahma. That's the meaning. Apoda viseshatvat, as this absolute reality Brahman has a status of being devoid of, free from the attributes. As attributeless, the nature of the reality, apoda viseshatvat, it is difficult to understand Brahman, isn't it? Brahman is not available for experience, enjoyment. Therefore, it is appropriate to have the doubt about the existence of Brahman. Apodha sarva viseshatvat tu brahmanaha nastitvam prati ashanka yukta. doubt about the existence of Brahman, whether it exists or not, is possible, is appropriate, as Brahman has the status of being free from attributes. What does the sentence say here? Brahman has no attributes. Being attributeless, it cannot be described. It cannot be perceived. It cannot be conceived. Therefore, there is no way of understanding Brahman through any pramanam. Therefore, it is possible to have the doubt whether Brahman exists or not. One more reason it's given. Sarva samanyatcha brahmanah. Again, Brahman is sarva samanyam. Sarva samanyam means what? Brahman is the very truth, the truth of everything. Brahman is the only source of existence of everything that is here. Therefore, Brahman is common to everything, common to all. The two reasons are given here. Ashanka yukta is appropriate, it is natural for anyone to have the doubt about the existence of Brahman, whether Brahman exists or not. It, because of two reasons. One is what? Brahman is common to all, as the truth of everything. And Brahman has no attributes, because there's two reasons. Apodha visesham Brahma. Apodha viseshatvat. Sarva samanyat. Two reasons are given. Nastitve ashanka apropri yukta. Okay. Now here we have to understand. Therefore, Shankar Bhagavad Pada presents this bhashyam here. The following mantra, the bhashyam here is like an introduction to the following mantras. The following mantras, immediately the mantra which follow after this, in those mantras, the possible doubts are presented in the form of questions. There are questions which reveal the possible doubts about regarding the existence of Brahman. In order to make sure that Brahman exists or not, isn't it? What are the possible questions? They are present in the following mantras. Okay. Therefore, even though the mantras are going to be presenting the doubts with the questions regarding the existence of Brahman, the Brahmananda Valli, actually, the first part of Brahmananda Valli is completed here. It's over with this. The new topic, like it's like a new topic, beginning of the new topic. Why it is like a new topic? Like a new topic? Because until now what you have read, okay, with the fifth, with the sixth anuvaka, the sixth anuvaka, which begins with the Rig Mantra, discussing the existence of Brahman, talking about the Brahman, the person who understands the existence of Brahman is Satpurushaha. He is Sanmarga Sambandhi, Purushartha Sambandhi. The person who does not believe in the existence of Brahman, denies his own existence, becomes a non-righteous person, he will not have Purushartha Nischaya, etc. It has been discussed. So, with the Rig Mantra, you can say, the first part of the Brahmananda Valli is over. Now, the second part of the Brahmananda Valli is going to begin as it were now. So, the first part of Brahmananda Valli is for understanding Brahman, existence of Brahman. Now, the reinforcement And to be free oneself from all the doubts, whether Brahman exists or not, means the very doubt. Isn't it? The doubts must be resolved. Yes, Brahman does exist, and this is what is Brahman. This is how Brahman is available for recognition. So the confirmation, doubtless confirmation, is important. And the teaching part which presents the doubtless confirmation is like what the portion meant for mananam. Is it clear? Yeah. Now let us see the next part now. Athato no prashnaha. Athato no prashnaha. Uta vidvanamullokam pretya. Uta vidvanamullokam pretya. Kaschanagat. Chati uta vidvanamullokam pretya. You say chanting amum lokam, amul lokam. Remember that? Uta vidvanamullokam pretya, amul lokam pretya. Kas Chana Gachati. Number three is that Plutam. Okay? You know, Udhatta, Anudhatta. Here, isn't it? It's called Pluta. Pluta means what? I have to. Hraswaha Dirgaha Plutaha. Hraswaha, short. Uta. Dirgaha, Pluta, And then, Hraswaha. O Dirgha. O is what? Pluta. Three Mahatra. Number three is given here. Because for Plutam we don't have the letter. Therefore number. Understand? Kaschana Gachati. Uta Vidvanamullokam Pretya. Kaschana Gachati. Chati. Hraswaha Dirgaha Plutaha. Prolongated vowel. Only vowel can be prolongated. That's why number is given after the E. Kaschana Gachati. Aho Vidvanamullokam Pretya. Aho vidvanamullokam pretya kaschit samashnutavu. Aho vidvanamullokam pretya kaschit samashnutavu. Athato no prashnaha. Athato no prashnaha uta vidvanamullokam pretya uta vidvanamullokam pretya kaschana gachati. Uta vidvanamullokam pretya kaschana gachati. Aho vidvanamullokam pretya. Aho vidvanamullokam pretya kaschit samashnutavu. Kaschit samashnutavu. Okay. Now, atha, let us break this mantra's words now. Atha, ataha, anuprashnaha. Now, anuprashnaha, we can supply the word santi. Now, prashnaha santi. There are questions. Prashnaha santi, there are questions. questions pertaining to what? Pertaining to the subject matter, the content of the Rig Mantraha. We can say the questions pertaining to, based on the content of the Rig Mantra, the Brahman exists or not, isn't it? Anu. Anu means pertaining to. Anu prashnaha. The prashnaha santi. Anu prashnaha means the questions pertaining to the teaching. The teaching given in the sixth. And also Anuvaka. The fifth last came. Is it Brahma? Especially about the Brahma. Brahmatma. Ataha. Ataha means what? Therefore. Ataha comes, ataha is the indeclinable word, which means therefore. Ataha, therefore. Atha, then. Then means what now? After the discussion. Now, ataha, therefore, anuprashnaha santi. Therefore, following the teaching, atha means following the teaching, therefore now there are questions pertaining to the subject, pertaining to the teaching. Now here, kaschana avidvan. See, uta avidvan amum lokam pretya kaschana gacchati. Isn't it? They take the first word is what? Kaschana. Kaschana avidvan. Avidvan means ignorant person, ajnani. What happens to ajnani? Ajnani, avidvan, an ignorant person, any ignorant person, not specifically who. Kaschana avidvan. Some ignorant person, any ignorant person, itaha pretya. Itaha pretya means having departed from this body after death. Itaha pretya. Itaha means what? From this world, from this body. Pretya, having left, having departed. Having departed from this world. It's now pra-eti. Eti is the verb. Pra-eti. So, pretya. Having left, having departed from this world, from this body, ignorant person, amum lokam gacchati. Gacchati va. That's the question. Va is question. Gacchati kim? Gacchati va? Amum lokam gacchati. Please make a note. The word amum lokam means here the lokaha is Brahma. Amum lokam gacchati kim means whether the ignorant person after death attains Brahman or not. That's the question. Brahman is common to all. Sarvasamanyam. Ajnani, for Ajnani also Brahman is the truth. For Jnani also Brahman is the truth. Isn't it? Brahman is the only truth of everything here. Therefore everything must go resolve where? Go back to where? A small wave, big wave, any wave should go back to water only. Isn't it? So this is a queer, the doubt comes. Isn't it? Oh, if Brahman is Sarva Samanyam, then a person dies without knowing Brahman. Dies as an ignorant person, Ajnani. If a person dies as an Ajnani, what happens to Ajnani? Where does he go? Does he go back to Brahman or not? That's the question here. Avidvan itaha pretya. Kaschit avidvan itaha pretya. Amum lokam gacchati va nava? That's the question. Does he go to Brahman? Who? Ajnani, avidvan. Kada? Itaha pretya. Having left from this world, from this body, after death, whether a ignorant person goes back to Brahman. Amum loka means Brahma here. Uta, aho, kaschit vidvan. Now kaschit vidvan. So the uta is also an indicable expression. Uta, and also, kaschit vidvan, a wise person, a jnani, who knows Brahman, who has discovered Brahman. Jnani also has to die one day, isn't it? Die means what? Leaving the physical body is inevitable for everybody. The problem is, people don't want to die. Don't want to leave the physical body. That is unavoidable. Whether jnanam is there, ajnanam is there. Everyone has to die. Therefore here, uta kaschit vidvan amum lokam pretya. One wise person having departed from this world. Amum lokam samashnute. So, does he attain jnanam? Amum lokam samashnute. Does he attain the Brahman? Kachit vidvan pretya amum lokam samashnute. Does he attain Brahman? Samashnute, he again attaining only here. So whether Brahman attains, whether this jnani attains Brahman or not, that's the question. So here, it looks as though only there are two questions about a jnani and a jnani. What happens to an ignorant person after death? What happens to a wise person after death? But only two questions. But the Upanishad person is what? Anuprashnaha. Prashnaha is in plural word, isn't it? Prashnaha is a plural word. Therefore, there may be many questions. More than two. If only one question is there, it is singular. The two questions are there, dual. Namaskritam, not like other languages. But prashnaha is a plural word. There must be definitely more than two. More than two means it's a plural word, isn't it? Prashnaha happens to be the plural word. The questions also must be more than two. But we see only two questions. So Shankaracharya is going to help us understand. He is going to make these two questions into four questions, so that the grammatically it be correct. So how to convert two into four, two questions into four. Whether a ignorant person, having left his world, goes to Brahman. Whether a wise person goes to Brahman after leaving this world. Only two questions. So we have to make four questions. We'll see how he's going to make four questions. Yasmad evam ataha tasmat atha anantaram shrotuhu sishyasya anuprashnaha acharyoktim anu ete prashnaha anuprashnaha. Very beautiful here. Let's look at this. Now, this is the teaching. The teaching being such, yasmat evam ataha, therefore, atha anantaram, shrotuho sishyasya. After the teacher's teaching, the teacher has said this much, that after analysis of all the koshas, I am talking about the Rig Mantra also presented the existence of, talked about the Brahman, especially the person who believes the existence of Brahman, he becomes Satpurushaha, and the person who does not believe in the existence of Brahman becomes Asatpurushaha, Asadu Purushaha. etc. Thus, atha anantaram, after this teaching, shrotuho shishyasya anuprashnaha. The student has questions. The student who listens to the teaching, shrotuhu shishyasya. Shrota is shishyaha. Shrotuhu shishyasya anuprashnaha. Anuprashnaha, there are questions of the student who has been listening. The disciple's questions. Acharya uktim anu. Ete prashnaha anuprashnaha. The student's questions based on the teacher's instruction. Acharya uktim anuprashnaha. Ete prashnaha anuprashnaha. The student disciple who listens to the teaching has the questions based on the teacher's instructions. He can't ask questions based on something else. Very natural, isn't it? Simple. See, these you don't need to go back and see again. The class itself should become clear. Okay. Let us see what is next now. Samanyam hi Brahma. Correct? Samanyam hi Brahma. Samanyam hi Brahma means Brahman is common. Brahman is common means Brahman is the one and the only truth. Only source of existence, only truth, the only cause of everything. It is Brahman from which everything has come into existence. Isn't it? If everything has come into existence from Brahman only, Brahman is the only truth of everything. Therefore, Brahman is common to everything, all. Samanyam hi Brahma. How akashadi karanatvat? It's a very clever question, okay? If very questions are explained now. The questions, why the question that why this question comes in the mind of a student? The question is expression of the doubt. Why these doubts are there on the part of the student? The reason is given here. Samanyam hi Brahma. Brahman indeed is common to all. Common to all means Brahman is the only truth of only source of existence of everything, only cause of everything. Everything means what? Akashadi karanatvat. Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything right from space. Akasha Adi. Akashaha Vayuhu Agnihi. Is it Prithivi Apaha? Then Oshadihi. Then Purush Jivaha. Is it for everything? So for the entirety of the universe, Brahman is the only cause. Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything in this universe, right from space. Therefore, the source of existence of Vidwan is also Brahma. The source of existence of Avidwan, for a ignorant person, for a jnani person, for everybody, the truth is what? Brahman only. Brahman is the same cause of ajnani and ajnani. Ajnani has not come from elsewhere. Ajnani also must have come from Brahman. Jnani also must have come from Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is sarva samanyam. Samanyam hi Brahma. Akashe adadi karanatvat. So what? Vidushaha avidushaha cha. Vidushaha karanam api Brahma. Avidushaha karanam api Brahma. Vidushaha avidushaha. Ubayoho api karanam Brahma. Vidushaha, of ignorant person also, the cause is Brahma. Avidushaha, for Ajna, ignorant person also, cause is Brahma. The Brahman is the only source of existence, origination, the cause of Ajnani and Ajnani. Being the cause of everything, including space. Okay, this is because of this reason. The question is here. What is the question? Tasmat avidushaha api brahma praptihi ashankyate. So what we understand? The effect must resolve in its own truth. Any effect should go back to its cause. That is the law here. Any effect should go back to its cause, to dissolve its cause only. Therefore, if for Ajnani and Ajnani, for everything, Brahman is the only cause, Brahman is common to all. Therefore, Avidushaha Api, even for an ignorant person also, Brahma Praptihi Ashankyate. Ashankyate, it is doubted of the attainment of Brahman for a Nagnani. Brahma Praptihi means what? Attainment of Brahman of the ignorant person is doubted. He must go to Brahman only. For him, cause is Brahman. Where can he go? Where else can he go? Therefore, the doubt comes. Now, Uta. Uta means what? Api. Also, Avidvan. Amum Lokam. Amum Lokam means what? Avidvan, he is an ignorant person. Amum Lokam means what? Paramatmanam. Please make a note. The word Amum Lokam. I am lokaha amum lokam. Isn't imam lokam? That's what. Amum lokam means paramatmanam. Loka here is equal to paramatma. Lokaha is equal to paramatma. So here paramatmanam means brahmanam. That's the meaning. Brahma. Paramatma is equal to Brahma. Itaha pretya kaschana avidvan. Itaha pretya, having departed, having left from this world, this body, after death, any kaschana ajnani avidvan, some ignorant person, does he go to Paramatma, Brahma? He says, chana shabdaha api apyarte. Chana shabdaha api arte mihuda. Kaha. So the chana also implies what? It means also. Okay. Avidvan api gachati. Gachati means prapnoti. Kim va na gachati. Avidvan api gachati prapnoti kim va na gachati iti. Dvitiyaha prashnaha drashtavyaha. Anuprashnaha iti bahuvachanat. Does ignorant person also goes to Brahman, goes to Paramatma? Iti Dvitiyaha api prashnaha drashtavyaha. See that va is second question. See, does the ignorant person go to Brahman, attain Brahman after death? Question number one. Does the ignorant person not go to Brahman after death? Does he go to Brahman? Question number one. Does he not go to Brahman? Second question. Understand how? This is how you make the question two. Make one question into two. Why? Prashnaha iti bahuvachanat. द्वितीयः प्रश्नः द्रष्टव्यः. सेकेण्ड् क्वश्चन् आल्सो मस्ट् बि सीन् इन् दि फस्ट् क्वश्चन् इट् सेल्फ् सो दट् यु केन् कन्वर्ट् दि यु केन् जस्टिफै दि वर्ड् प्रश्नः इन् प्लुरल् वर्ड् प्लुरल् फार्म्. सि डस् दि गर्न् पर्सन् गो टु ब्रह्मन् अटैन् ब्रह्मन् आफ्टर् डेत्? क्वश्चन् नम्बर् वन्. Does a given person attain Brahman? Does he not attain Brahman? Second question. Same way, whether a wise person goes to Brahman after death? The wise person does not go to Brahman after death. Now, simply, does he go? Number one question. Does he not go? Number two. This is how we convert the two questions into four questions. So that the word prashnaha in plural form is justified. Okay? It's appropriate. There are four questions asked by the student. Avidvan api gacchati prapnoti kim? Avidvan api gacchati nava? Okay. Kim nava? Nava is second question. Does he go to Brahman? Question number one. Does he not go to Brahman? Question number two. Iti dvitiyaha api prashnaha drashtavyaha. Why anuprashnaha iti bahuvachanat? So Shankaracharya teaches us how to convert two into four. Very careful, no? See, commenting upon means why four? Why prashnaha is in plural word? Plural form. Why only two questions? It must be anuprashnau, it must have been. Anuprashnaha. So he says, make this way. See, the question, four questions are correct. Does he go to Brahman? Does he not go to Brahman? Now, vidvamsam prati anyau prashnau. Again, two other questions pertaining to Vidwan, a wise person. Vidwamsam prati. Vidwan, objective case means what now? Vidwamsam prati. With regard to, pertaining to a wise person also, a jnani also. There are two more questions. So now we have four questions totally. Yadi avidvan. Is it time now? My God, time just gone. Let me stop here. Avidvan samanyam karanam prati. Karanam api brahma. Avidvan samanyam karanam api brahma. Na gacchati. Yadi avidvan samanyam karanamapi brahma na gacchati. Ataha vidushaha api brahma gamanam ashankyate. If it is said, what is said? Ignorant person does not go to Brahman. If it is said, ignorant person does not go to Brahman, then Brahman being the same cause for Ajnani and Jnani, then Vidwan also, whether Vidwan, then Vidwan, how can Vidwan go to Brahman? Vidushaha api Brahma gamanam ashankyate. Then it is doubted whether Brahman, wise persons going to Brahman also becomes doubted now. Wise persons attaining Brahman, going to Brahman also is doubted. Becomes doubted. Why? Because same samanyam karanam. Brahman is the same cause. Brahman is the only cause of ignorant person and the wise person. If it is said the wise person does not go to Brahman, the ignorant person does not go to Brahman, then wise person also cannot go to Brahman. Because cause for both is one and the same Brahman. Got it now? Ataha tam prati prashnaha. Therefore, there's a question regarding the wise person also. How aho vidwan? Aho vidwan kachati. Is the question here. Okay, let me stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. No, today I didn't do much. That just the time passed, my God. We initially took some time. One Sunday class I left, so too many things I'm doing. Please remember very well, the questions are only two. The whole mantra, that's why it's called mananam. Why is this portion of this, the following portion of the Brahmanandavalli is like is like mananam portion. Why? Because many doubts becomes clarified. All doubts should be clarified. So the mantra itself presents the two students' questions. Shrotuhu sishyasya prashnaha. Vidwan kaschana itaha pretya brahma gachati nava. Avidwan itaha pretya brahma gachati nava. Both ignorant person and wise person, for both of them, the cause is one the same Brahman. There's no second Brahman, the second thing is not here. Brahman is the only absolute cause of everything, source of existence, of everything. So after death, any effect should go back to its cause. So wise person also should go to Brahman. Ajnani also should go to Brahman. Suppose if the wise ignorant person does not go back to Brahman, then the question comes, the ignorant person does not go back to Brahman, then the wise person also cannot go to Brahman because cause is the same. So he doesn't say that does not go. Here's what, does he go back to Brahman or not? Does the wise person go to Brahman? Does the wise person does not go to Brahman? Does the ignorant person go to Brahman? Does the ignorant person does not go to Brahman? So four questions. Jnani paramatmanam gachyati va. Jnani paramatmanam na gachyati va. Ajnani paramatmanam gachyati va. Ajnani paramatmanam na gachyati va. Iti evam chatvaraha prashnaha. Therefore, athato no prashnaha. Why the questions come? Based on two reasons. What are two reasons? Brahman is the only cause. Samanyam. Samanyat. Sarva samanyat prashnaha. Then, one more reason is what? Apodha viseshatvat. Sarva samanyat. Okay. So, two reasons are given. These are the reasons for the students Shrotuhu Sishyasya Prashnaha. So we'll see tomorrow. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.